Okay. Okay, I think we're ready to begin. One of our award winners has not quite arrived yet, so that might happen during the ceremony, but we're going to go ahead nonetheless and honor a number of important people, our alumni. Like other departments, like McGill in general, the Faculty of Medicine, the school is very proud of the achievements of our alumni, of our students. The strength of the school, probably some of you aren't aware, the school has gone through a number of sort of systematic reviews about the quality of the department. And these are sort of administrative things that we have to do. Some are for accreditation of the program. Some are to ensure the academic soundness and strength of the department. What we hear resoundingly is that our students are exceptional. And we know that, and we're very, very proud of you, but it's really nice to hear it from the outside. So alumni, awards for our alumni, this represents, I think, the future achievements of many of you in this room, who I know will go on to do very important things in your clinical practice, perhaps in research. I think it's really important to recognize those who have gone before you and have done really important things in their communities. In 2008, we decided to set up a formal program to recognize our alumni in terms of both research and in terms of professional leadership. And the first award, then, that I'd like to present, I think I'll reverse the awards with the hope that our other award winner will arrive. The SCSDs set up our own Distinguished Alumni Awards program, one for research leadership and one for professional leadership. And that for professional leadership, we offer this every 2 years, and for our research leadership, we offer this every 5 years. As you've just heard the talk of Christy Ludlow, the Distinguished Alumni Award for Research Leadership gives special recognition to a graduate of our PhD program who has distinguished her or himself in the academic community by providing outstanding leadership in research and research training in the field of communication sciences and disorders. And this is given only every 5 years. Our first award winner was none other than Dr. Martha Crago, who many of you, I'm sure, know and wore many different hats in our school over the years. And unfortunately, she couldn't be here today, but she would have liked to have. And our 2014 winner, so this we're thinking ahead here, but we wanted this to be celebrated here with you on our 50th anniversary, is Dr. Christy Ludlow. And I would like to ask Dr. Linda Polka to come and to talk, share a little bit more about Dr. Ludlow's achievements.
Okay, today we're honoring Dr. Ludlow for her distinguished research leadership career and her many contributions to research training in communication sciences and disorders. As many of you have heard, she's actually, a double alumni, if you can be such a thing. She did her undergraduate here in physiological psychology and then went on to do her MSc in speech pathology and audiology. In 1967. So she was a member of the third graduating class from our department. She then went on to get her PhD at New York University. At NYU, she received the Walter A. Anderson Doctoral Research Fellowship and then later the Founders Day Award for Outstanding Scholarship. Then she began her career as a research scientist at the National Institute of Health, first as a program officer in the National Institute of Neurological and Communication Disorders and Stroke. At NIH, she was awarded the NIH Director's Award for her development of a research program in 1997. She then established a basic and clinical intramural research program in voice, speech, and swallowing, and progressed through the ranks to become a senior investigator and director of the laryngeal and speech section in the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke in 1990. Dr. Ludlow is internationally renowned for her research on the neural basis of voice, speech, and swallowing. She's published over 125 peer-reviewed research articles, over 95 invited reviews and chapters, and 2 books. She's been an editorial consultant or editorial board member for many, many journals. She's received many awards. Just to name a few, she was named a fellow of the American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association in 1982. She received the Editor's Award from the Journal of Speech and Hearing Research in 1987. She was named a fellow of the American Laryngological Society Association in 1992. She was honored by the American Academy of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery in 1997 and by the American Speech and Language and Hearing Association in 2005. And she received the Research Award of the American Laryngological Association. She's given many, many invited lectures, including the G. Paul Moore Lecture to the Voice Foundation in 2006 and the Zemlin Lecture to the American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association in 2010. She has held scientific advisory roles for the Voice Foundation and the Dystonia Medical Research Foundation. She currently chairs the Scientific Advisory Board of the National Spasmodic Dysphonia Association and the NIH Study Section, Motor Function and Speech Rehabilitation Center for Scientific Review at the National Institute of Health. As you could see in today's talk, she's held several patents for technological developments to aid patients with dysphagia, and she's received the 2012 Award of Excellence in Technology Transfer from the Federal Laboratory for Technology Transfer. She has also trained over 30 doctoral and postdoctoral fellows who have gone on to assume leadership positions as deans, department chairs, and full professors in the U.S., Japan, and Korea. She is currently the director of the PhD program at James Madison University, where she is conducting research on new devices for intensive neurorehabilitation following stroke. So we present to you
special honor. It's wonderful. Thank you all very much.
They smell lovely, don't they? And as I was standing here, I was starting to think that I've spent 2 days in the faculty club, and I've been here many, many times, but I'm starting to think it's more like the Harry Potter castle, because I see mirrors opening and secret staircases, and I'm, I don't know, waiting for the portraits, people to move in the portraits. But it could happen yet. So our second award within the school's own Distinguished Alumni Awards is for professional leadership. And this is meant to give special recognition to a graduate of our MSc Applied program, of which we have many more than our PhD program, and who has distinguished herself or himself in the professional community by providing outstanding leadership in service delivery, clinical supervision, and or made other significant contributions or innovations in the field of communication sciences and disorders. The past winners of this award include, in 2008, we had Ayala Hannon Manelson. That came out wrong. Manelson. In 2010, we had Karen Evans. And in 2012, now she's had to delay the receiving of her award because, again, we wanted to time this with our anniversary event. So, in fact, she was informed of the award and last year in 2012. I regret that she hasn't arrived yet. We'll have to, she's expected to be part of our evening events, so we'll have to have another tribute to her then. But I would like to ask, in order to tell you a little bit about our award winner, who is Sharon Fotheringham, I would like to call on someone who was a member of our faculty for 3 years and served as our clinical coordinator, and vote.
I'm just going to check one more time. Sharon Fotheringham, are you here? I guess not. Mark asked me to do an abbreviated version since you're going to hear this again later when she's here. So I just want to mention some of the details about Sharon Fotheringham. She graduated from our program in 1972, which is a few years after Christy Ludlow. This does place her also in the grouping of being a heritage student. We were hearing about heritage languages earlier, so we have another heritage student on our hands in the toddler stages of the program. Following her graduation, she did go on to work as a speech-language pathologist in Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Ontario in rehabilitation settings, hospitals, and schools. I believe it was in schools that she was the longest period of time. Having learned her skills as a speech-language pathologist, she then went on to work at Castle PA, and for those of you that may not know what that stands for, that's the Canadian Association of Speech-Language Pathologists and Audiologists. She worked as the manager of professional standards, and as such, she really shone as a star in our profession, which is why she was awarded this award. So at the national level in Canada, she was the voice and face and raised the profile of our profession a tremendous amount in the period of time that she was there. She also worked on standards and raised standards in many areas, including developing standards for accreditation of university programs. And you lucky students here now, the high standard is partly due to her. She also developed national clinical competency standards for the clinicians in our country. And she shone very brightly on many, many community committees. There were so many, I almost went dizzy looking at them. So I'll just summarize some of the topics that she was dealing with on these many committees: ethics, continuing education for professionals, competencies, outcome measures, and even telepractice. In addition, at the national level, she produced position papers together with others, reports and publications, some of which were recommendations for working in schools, a caseload management planning tool, and service delivery recommendations for our First Nations people in Canada, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit, which was quite an impressive booklet when it came out, I believe it was about 4 years ago. Of course, national level wasn't enough for this bright star. Went into the international level, which I think is very remarkable contributions to our field. She was instrumental in negotiating mutual recognition agreements with international professional associations. I believe she started with the United States. So as someone in Canada, thinking about getting the U.S. to decide that we're equal, I think this is quite a remarkable achievement. Not only did she stop there, over to Australia, the UK, New Zealand, and Ireland, so that our profession of speech-language pathology is considered to be equivalent. So if that wasn't enough to keep her busy, she also was remarkable at paying attention to small details. And case in point, 5 or so years ago, I suddenly was, as the clinical coordinator, mulling over simple to her questions that were difficult to me about standards for my students in their clinical training. So I said, I better send her this question. I think she might know. So in looking back, it was probably quite a silly question, perhaps even a little bit stupid. But I sent her this question. And this morning we were hearing about millisecond responses. Well, I get these wonderful answers a few seconds later in my email. And not only the answer I asked, but also things I need to know. And she said, if you have any other question at all, contact me, phone me. And I would say, from personal experience, she was a great mentor about passing on standards to even a small person asking her a small question. And I was always very grateful for that. So she was zealous, compassionate, a shining star, and even a shooting star. When we wanted to give her this award last year, she was on vacation because she had retired and she needed to go out and see the world. And today she is also shooting her way in here a little bit late. But I want you to join me in congratulating her in absenteeism, and we'll congratulate her in person later.
We can do it all again a bit later.
We will.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne. Our third award is a new award. This is the inaugural presentation of this award. In 2009, the Faculty of Medicine launched an ambitious awards program to recognize individuals from McGill's Faculty of Medicine who have made extraordinary contributions to the healthcare professions, to McGill University, and to their local and global communities. And these are called the McGill Medicine Alumni Global Awards. This year, the Faculty of Medicine and the Dean have expanded the program, and they have launched a new set of awards that will individually recognize exceptional alumni from each of the schools within the Faculty of Medicine, that is nursing, physical and occupational therapy, and ourselves, if I can say that word, communication sciences and disorders. I don't know how many times I've stumbled on that, introducing myself in meetings. So this new award, then, is to recognize an individual from our school who has enhanced the reputation of McGill and their profession, our profession, or research discipline through excellent leadership, community service, and or scholarly excellence. And I'm very happy that the Dean himself has made time out of his busy schedule to come and to be a part of the award ceremony, so thank you very much. But first I would like to introduce, I can't tell you about any previous award winners. This will be our first of a series, and we'll offer this each year. And I'd like to introduce Judy Robillard-Schultz to tell you about our 2013 award winner, Jill Harrison. So Judy worked for some time with Jill and is also an award winner in our school, and she's won the Castlepool Mentorship Award and has been a longtime instructor. So I'll let Judy tell about Jill Harrison, our award winner.
Thank you, Mark. So it's with great honor and pride that I present Jill Harrison, who is this year's recipient of the Alumnus of Merit Award. Back when Jill was a student at Beattie Hall was the era when the class sizes were extremely small. Sometimes just a handful of students were admitted. And whoever decided to admit Jill for one of those highly coveted spots really knew what they were doing. I can say firsthand, having overlapped much of my career with Jill, that Jill is well known as a fantastic supervisor, therapist, colleague, research collaborator, teacher, manager, baker, and friend. Through Jill's dedication, hard work, initiative, and teamwork, she was instrumental in developing the MUHC's Voice Lab, the Fluency Program, Voice Restoration for Laryngectomy Patients, and the Infant Hearing Screening Program, to name a few highlights. With her colleagues at the MGH, she won the Prix Germaine Huot for Outstanding Clinical Achievement from our Provincial Professional Order for the Voice Lab. She won an internationally competitive clinical fellowship to study with one of the leaders in our field in voice restoration, Dr. Eric Blom, and was co-recipient of the MUHC's Director General's Team Award for the Newborn Hearing Screening Program. She co-authored research papers on head and neck, and true to her greatest clinical passion, she published articles, organized conferences and workshops, and gave numerous presentations and media appearances on stuttering. She served the profession as chair of the accreditation committee for our national association and supervised countless numbers of students. She dedicated the latter part of her career to managing the MGH SLP and audiology departments, and over time, as we evolved into the MUHC, she acquired the additional responsibility of leadership of the MNH and then the RVH SLP and audiology departments along the way. And if that wasn't enough, she taught courses at McGill in fluency disorders, head and neck cancer, preschool language intervention, and assessment and treatment of aphasia. These accomplishments stir pride in all of us, whether we ourselves happen to be an alumnus or soon to be alumnus of one of those highly coveted spots, or a colleague, patient, family, or friend. Jill is an inspiration for her accomplishments, but more importantly, for being Jill. With her sense of adventure, her generosity of spirit, her positive attitude in the face of adversity, her knack for seeing the humor in life, and for her heart full of empathy and goodness. Congratulations, Jill.
First of all, I want to thank the Faculty of Medicine and the Dean for creating this new award for us, and Mark Pell and the faculty staff members for nominating me. What a thrill to get the call from Mark a few weeks ago. It was obviously completely unexpected and very humbling, and it's nice to be remembered a couple of years after you've retired. So thank you, Judy, for your kind words. Mine was indeed a rich and rewarding career, shaped in part by many BD Hall grads, my colleagues with whom I worked over the years, and I'd like to recognize their contributions to my accomplishments. They say you should surround yourself with good people, and that I always strive to do. To the countless students that I supervised and taught, you too played a role. You made me a better clinician. I think for those of my generation, the person who really led the way for many of us, and certainly who was the person who had the most impact on my career, who believed in me and supported me and encouraged me all throughout, was my first practicum supervisor, my first employer, one of the best speech pathologists, lecturers, and hospital administrators in the city, if not beyond. My mentor and my BFF, Nancy Turner. And I'd like... Nancy set the standard, and she set them high, and I just followed in her footsteps, and I've arrived here. So, to current Beattie Hall students, know that you have chosen a noble profession. You will change many lives through the work that you do. Work hard, practice with a passion, and accept all the challenging opportunities that come your way. That's all I did. So I'm deeply honored to be the first recipient of this Alumni Award of Merit, and I'm absolutely delighted to be receiving it on this, the School of Communication Science and Disorders 50th anniversary. Thank you very much.
And our last award, for now, is actually not for one of our alumni, but is for one of our current PhD students. So, pour la première fois, j'ai l'honneur de présenter la bourse de recherche pour l'étude des neurosciences de la communication, qui a été créée en 2012 grâce à un don généreux de Lucie Besner. Qui est parmi nous aujourd'hui. Merci. The Besner Fellowship for... The Besner Fellowship for the Study of Human Communication Neuroscience will be awarded each year to a student registered in our PhD program. Cette bourse sera remise à un étudiant, un de nos doctorantes, qui effectue des travaux de recherche sur les neurosciences de la communication humaine. Elle permettra aux récipiendaires de faire progresser les connaissances de la relation entre le langage, la communication et le cerveau humain. In more precisely, the student will have the opportunity to look at focus on adults and to do research which advances knowledge of adults who have acquired language impairments resulting from neurovascular or neurodegenerative disorders or studies that use neuroimaging techniques to understand the relationship between language and the brain. Our 2013, so this is the first time that we've had the opportunity to present this, our 2013 recipient is Rachel Schwartz. Rachel is doing research on the impact of Parkinson's disease on interpersonal communication and looking at how changes in the brain in the early stages of Parkinson's disease affects their communication and their social lives. So elle fait la recherche sur la maladie de Parkinson et elle est notre récipiendaire de 2013. Congratulations, Rachel.
I've got another meeting to go to. I was hoping to get a drink before this.
I'm particularly proud to offer that to Rachel because I have the pleasure to work with her and supervise it. So that concludes for now. That concludes our awards ceremony. But the events continue out in the next room. So please stay with us. We have a reception, and please join us for a drink and for conversation. And there will be others coming in as the evening progresses, and we hope we'll have a chance to talk to you, and maybe people will be meeting up with old friends or people they haven't seen with. But so thank you very much, and we'll all move now to the next door.